relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
I have to deal with this. Sorry, we've got a guest on the line, but there's a liberal who wants to talk to me. We'll see if he stays on the line. The question is, when Trump loses all the lawsuits, are you still going to push for not certifying the election? Well, first, how do you know he's going to lose them? What are you, bloody Nostradamus? And secondly, yeah, because it's fraudulent, and we need to stop the fraud, and that's by making sure the Electoral College electors are not sent to D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you want more, my strategy, I played the whole audio video from my speech to the Trump march at the top of the first hour. We'll repost it right now on YouTube, on Twitter and Facebook. I've mapped it out for the president the way ahead. But now we have to talk about other breaking news. Let's talk to John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, creator of the new justthenews.com website, an author with Seamus Bruner of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you on this Monday morning, or Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon, I know. It feels like a...
I wish it was still morning. I need the extra hours.
Yeah, well, you work very hard, very hard. Somebody who doesn't, but who gets paid far too much for doing nothing, is Brian Stelter. I was at the Trump march. I spoke at the Trump march, and I just have to play to you how he described, I don't know if you were up on the board, but Salem Media was, amongst others. And this is Brian Stelter, media analysis of the current media environment. Play cut.
But there is an entire constellation of websites and talk shows that are in denial, just like Trump. They are supplying disinformation about the election results. And wherever there's a huge supply, there is a high demand. These crowds in Washington over the weekend prove the point. These crowds are being deceived about the election. But there's demand for it. There's demand for a fictional universe. You know what? I don't want to call it an alternative reality anymore, because it is not reality. There's nothing real about this. But in this fictional parallel universe, the election was rigged. It was stolen out from under Trump. And Trump was the rightful winner. This is the new birtherism.
Alternate realities, universes of fabrication, misinformation being described to us by somebody from CNN. Your comments, John Solomon.
Well, they have some expertise on the subject, since much of the Russian reporting fell into that category, but I think they're misapplying it here. Listen, there is irrefutable evidence that hundreds of thousands of ballots in the most important states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, were counted without required observers. In fact, observers were ejected or fooled into leaving so that they couldn't observe the ballot counting. Now, why is that important? That has been a standard that the United States government has used to call other elections across the world fraudulent. In 2004, when the Ukraine election ejected observers, the State Department said that is proof of fraud. That is proof of an unfair, untoward election. So if it was good enough to use to cast doubt on the Ukrainian election, we should at least look at what happened to those ballots and go through the legal process. This is not fiction. It is irrefutable proof that people were ejected and couldn't watch vote counting. And there's an election worker by the name of Jesse Jacob in Detroit, a longtime civil servant, who says, I witnessed fraudulent ballots being counted. I was instructed to backdate thousands of ballots the day after the election. Who is challenging her account? Is Brian Stelter a liar? I think CNN should check into the facts before they make such terrible sweeping pronouncements as Brian did this weekend, but they haven't done that for 4 years, and I don't think they're just suddenly going to start in November of 2020, unfortunately.
Why? Let me just posit it's not a theoretical, but it's to do with the quality of the media. We're talking to John Solomon, founder of JustinNews.com. Follow him at J Solomon Reports right now, author of Fallout. John, why would a political party, or why would any media platform not want answers to whether or not an election was managed in a clearly transparent and legal fashion?
Listen, it's at the heart of our democracy, transparency, and the idea that in multiple cities, the exact same tactic was practiced on election night, the ejection of observers, the unusual vote counting occurring after hours. We ought to get to the bottom of it. Doesn't mean that the election results are fraudulent yet. We haven't gotten that far to say that, but they ought to let the court process play out, and they ought to have a little bit more curiosity. Twice in the last year, we've seen elections thrown out for the very behavior that the Trump campaign is now alleging. In North Carolina,
yes,
and in New Jersey, we've had elections thrown out in the last 24. Voting fraud has become significant enough that entire elections have been invalidated. And we should at least be open to the possibility of journalists to follow the facts, run the trail, make sure what's there and not there before we make such bold proclamations like Brian Stelter did. The only fantasy world is he. He hasn't done the work to make an assessment on this, and yet he's made a bold proclamation.
Let me ask you the really big picture theoretical piece here.
Sure.
You now run your own news agency. You've been doing this for decades. When it comes to any election, presidential or otherwise, is it complicated to describe what the role of the media is? Should they be certifying winners and losers?
Well, listen, they've always done that, and not certifying. They've always made projections of who they think won the race and didn't win the race. I used to do this when I worked at the Associated Press. You do it based on a science. Projecting a winner and having someone certified as the winner are two very different things. And in 2000, the one time when there was before this year, that there was a legitimate concern about the state of Florida and an entire election and the entire nation hung in the balance, rather than rush a winner out, we decided not to call Florida, and we went through the hanging chad. We went through 37 days to give the benefit of the doubt to Al Gore and to George W. Bush. I think the media should have done that. We at Just the News are doing that. We're going to let this play out a little bit longer. And one of the things we did in 2020 at Just the News is exactly what the media back in an earlier era when they were more neutral arbiters did in 2000. We're going back and we're comparing votes of people who say are as recorded as voting and calling them and say, did you really vote? Because, you know, all these absentee ballots are out there. Did you really vote? And we're beginning to find some unusual things. We're beginning to find people that appear to have voted when they were dead. We're beginning to find people who said, I didn't request a ballot, and I got one, and then I showed up voting, but I didn't vote. And so we're beginning to do that. Now, is it at a wide enough scale to overturn the election? Not yet, but curious journalists, neutral journalists, should be going through that process and checking out these claims, not just arbitrarily dismissing them because it fits their political will. I think that's what's going on at CNN. They've been the anti-Trump network for 4 years, and they're just carrying that on for a little bit longer.
And intriguingly, CNN allegedly is for sale, and somebody said that the president should buy it and rename it Conservative News Network. Now, there's an idea.
That would be a funny moment.
Wouldn't that be ironic? Wouldn't it be delicious? Somebody who was in the studio last week, Jim Hansen, has just tweeted this out. We need a special prosecutor for hashtag Biden corruption now. Either Barr appoints one ASAP or move him out and put someone in who will. Talk to us, John, about the latest story Just the News has about Hunter Biden's
complicated business life.
Oh, yes. So this is with my good colleague, Seamus Brunner, who helped me write the book, Fallout. And what he has done is he's obtained the entire email archives of one of Hunter Biden's business associates, Bevin Cooney, who's in prison for running an illegal scheme on an Indian tribe at the very time he was working with Hunter Biden. Bevin Cooney has turned over the emails of his entire company and his work to us. We've been able to go through them systematically. And one of the most amazing things that we see, the story we see, is that starting in November of 2013, when the Russian reboot of the Obama-Biden administration was falling apart, a funny thing happened. Yelena Baturina, the only female oligarch in Russia, somebody who had been under corruption suspicion since 2011 in Moscow, somebody who was on a watch list here in the United States for banking, reached out to the Hunter Biden circle of friends, Devin Archer, Bevin Cooney, Hunter Biden, and tried to get a bank account set up in the United States through them. And once they got her that bank account, got him through all of the rigmarole of the banks who were suspicious of her money, she starts to invest money into their enterprises, a Russian oligarch. And that very first dose of money comes in February 14th of 2014, just a few days before Russia is about to invade the Crimean region of Ukraine, which is, by the way, right on the front lines of Joe Biden's foreign policy responsibilities. He was in charge of the Russia-Ukraine portfolio. Yes. His son's circle of business partners are getting money from a Russian oligarch just before that epic moment. That's what we see in these emails.
And if any of that had happened with the president's third cousin twice removed, you know it would be a front page story. We're talking with John Solomon, founder of justthenews.com. Bookmark it right now. Follow him on Twitter, J Solomon Reports, and check out his book, Fallout. Back with John after these messages.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Christmas is going to be here before you know it. But for some in America, it's not going to be, how shall I say this, the Christmas it should be. Far too many children have a parent, a mother, or father in prison. And for them, it's a very different time of the year. Listen to the Marshall family. The father was in prison, got out, now they've planted a church, and with our friends at Prison Fellowship, they are creating joy across America with their incredible support for the Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program.
So now that we've planted this church, for us,
yes,
what's important is that
over 150 kids now receive presents from Angel Tree too, and so what was a tragedy in the beginning became a blessing, and it's really worked for our community, and so we're so excited and blessed by Angel Tree.
Yeah. We love it. We love Angel Tree. You guys should too.
Every year you guys do such a great thing by blessing these children, helping us to get them presents, gifts, a copy of the Bible, and a message of love and hope from their mother or father in prison. Please, let's knock it out of the park this year. Support this incredible charity in this very, very tough 2020. Let your heart speak, and please make the biggest donation you can. $220 provides gifts for 10 children who've lost a mother or a father to the prison system. It's super easy. Please help today. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner, or call their number on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. And our website, SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner and make the largest donation you can to help those that need our help the most. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are back with John Solomon. Let's talk about the role of the media in the events of the last 72 hours. Here is a video of a Trump supporter, a black mother with her child trying to leave the Trump march. Let's play this awful, awful footage, cut 4. She's being harassed. There's a police officer walking 30 feet behind doing nothing. They rip from her hands a Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag. They start hitting her. Finally, the police officer intervenes.
Move back.
She falls over.
Stop. Move back. Move back.
A black mother attacked. Why? Because she supports the president. John, you have your own media empire. You have a wire service now. That's incredible. Let me ask you, did you see the mainstream media report any of the violence accurately from this weekend, if at all?
Very little bit. It's a little bit here and there with a couple of arrest reports, mostly at the local news level, but not at the national level. And I think it's a travesty that we don't shine a light on one side's violence because it continues to happen. That scene that you just played is horrific. And you know, you have a little child involved on top of it, and you have a clear violence. You've got fireworks being shot into a restaurant where some Trump supporters were eating. I mean, these are acts of crimes and acts of terrorism in some cases. And the media has been silent. And that's why Joe Biden got away for 2 days without having to denounce it. He finally denounced it through his campaign spokesman this afternoon. But it's terrible that it took that long for the Democratic nominee to have been asked even to respond to it. I mean, it was a horrific display of hatred, a horrific display of violence over this weekend and uncalled for, and the media's silence only sanctions it.
And it's not just the behavior of the media. There's former presidents as well who seem to be making things worse rather than better. This is a cut from Barack Obama on 60 Minutes, the second cut, cut 11. Please, Eric, play cut.
You know, I think that there has been this sense over the last several years that literally anything goes and is justified in order to get power. You know, that's not unique to the United States. There are strongmen and dictators around the world who think that I can do anything to stay in power. I can kill people. I can throw them in jail. I can run phony elections. I can suppress journalists. But that's not who we're supposed to be.
What is the role, John Solomon, of JustTheNews.com, of the media, when a former president says the current administration is looking like a dictatorship that imprisons people and kills them and runs phony elections?
It's to give people the facts. I mean, that felt like a political ad or an advertisement for his book and not journalist. And if I was sitting there, I would say, well, can you give me an example where President Trump put someone in prison? Can you give me an example of a suppression of a journalist? And you know, let's put it on the table. And, you know, there was none of that tough questioning. It was a softball interview. And, you know, it's the sorry state of journalism. Listen, just a few hours apart from that interview, you had a Washington Post story that said that the Trump campaign was abandoning its most of its arguments in Pennsylvania. It's just not true. The court gave them guidance, specifically what claim had the most merit or interest to the court, and they obviously abided by the wishes of that court. It's still a very strong case. It hasn't abandoned any of the evidence or the allegations. They're just using a new legal argument because the court guided them that way. But you can't get the truth from the Washington Post anymore. You can't get the truth from 60 Minutes anymore. It's a sad world that we live in. These were incredible journalistic institutions that for many, many decades gave Americans trusted news. And today they feel like state-owned entities, state-owned news media. They're not much different than Pravda. And that's a sad part about where we are in the American journalism system today.
There were many placards at the weekend. It wasn't just support of the president and, you know, stop the steal and count all the legal votes. There were lots of placards, to my surprise, attacking Fox News for its coverage of the election. John, talk to us about how the media landscape is changing in America.
Well, one of the greatest things about America is it's always been a meritocracy with a free market and free opportunity. And I think what is happening now is a group of people committed to doing journalism in a neutral way, in a factual way, are beginning to break through and get a look in ways that they haven't been given in years past. And I think that American people vote with their money, they vote with their eyeballs, they vote with their ears. And the growth of your show and the growth of Just the News tells you that people want to get new forums where they get their news, where they can make up their own mind and not have it made up for them. And I think the future of journalism is very bright for those of us who go back to neutrality, go back to facts. And I think it's a very weak environment for those who want to continue to put propaganda out there and misinform the U.S. people and also fail to correct our mistakes when we make them. That's another part that
yes.
go back through all the media brands we just talked about. None of them have corrected their Russia reporting. It's shameful.
No, that's such a good point. Not one of them has said we got it wrong or we're going to retract it. That is a self-indictment. Do yourself a favor. Go to justthenews.com right now. Bookmark it. Rely upon it as a source of unbiased, true journalism. Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports. I think we have to work on some kind of formal collaboration between America First and Just the News. And while you're at it, order his incredible book, Fallout. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available across the nation. Hit a little like button now, would you, if you're watching us on YouTube? Back in his moments. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story. My wife will tell you, I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
Do you want to be crick free? Listen to John Solomon. He did that live on the show. God bless him. It's the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. And right now, Mike's giving you 60% off, not $69.98 for your pillow, $29.98. Wow, the best offer ever if you use my name. And there's so much more to get. The incredible Giza Dream sheets from finest Egyptian cotton, the towels, the mattress toppers, you name it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Did you hear that Thanksgiving, you can't have a real Thanksgiving now. It's not allowed, especially if you're in California. But they're also going to cancel Christmas. Well, that's what Fauci wants. That's what fake Jakey Tapper at CNN wants. I'm not joking. Roll tape.
The vaccine, it's got to be deployed, and we can't abandon fundamental public health measures. You can approach a degree of normality while still doing some fundamental public health things that synergize with the vaccine to get us back to normal.
So not until the second or third quarter of 2021, though. Christmas is probably not going to be possible.
Second or third quarter of next year. Just cancel Christmas. I mean, America, who needs it? Who needs it? Freedom, liberty. God, Jake Tapper, you're such a hack. And that Fauci, he's a little Hitler. He really is little Hitler. You can tell he's such a swamp creature. Synergize. We're going to synergize the vaccine with the other measures. Oh, I want to vomit. Let's go to your calls. Jared in Philly, line 2.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, marvelous. Okay, so when, and I know you're going to say not when, but when all the lawsuits are exhausted, there's no more path for Trump to go down to try to win the election, you're still going to support, a plan to try to overturn it and have him capture the electors? You support that? Never give in, never concede?
Yeah, I do. I think the future of the republic requires it.
By stealing an election back after it's been decided. You think
not stealing election. I mean, you need to read the Constitution, you idiot. There's something called a contingent. Contingent election. You do know that, right? Do you know what a contingent election is?
I know.
Explain what a contingent election is to me, Jared.
Explain to me when the people
explain to me what a contingent election is. Do you know how Thomas Jefferson was elected, you imbecile? Do you think he was illegitimate? Do you think Thomas Jefferson was illegitimate? Do you think he was illegitimate, Jared? Yes or no? It's a very simple question.
I don't think he was illegitimate.
Oh, well, guess what? He was elected by a contingent election. Put him down. Thomas Jefferson was elected by the contingent election proviso of the U.S. Constitution. When there is no clear 270 mandate for any reason, including fraud or exigency, then the House of Representatives, by state party delegation, chooses the president. We've done it before, and we can do it again. Thank you, Jared. Goodbye. Don, Los Angeles, line 3.
Dr. G, the rolling thunder of... the defenders of America. Man, if we ever needed Radio Free America, we need it now. You're better than a B-52, Dr. G.
Thank you kindly.
Dropping tac nukes. Oh, man. But, you know, I just want to stick up for L.A. There are some freedom fighters out here, not like that joker that called earlier. But real quick, you know, I talked to this wonderful lady at CVS. You know, if you could have seen the passion in her eyes, Dr. Gorka, today, she first time she saw me, she said, I usually bring her copies of Epoch Times, Washington Times, et cetera. And she goes, "This is not over." I said, "You are a lioness. You are a lioness of liberty."
So who is this person? Just somebody you know at CVS?
Yeah. She's just a worker, just a fellow patriot. Uh-huh. You know, that we usually commiserate because we're surrounded by imbeciles, as you are on the phone sometimes. And, I was just laughing. I said, "Your fighting spirit, you know, that's what made America great." Because I was quoting to her. I said, "Well, you remind me, you're like a female John Paul Jones." When the British were firing at John Paul Jones and knocked down part of his mainmast that the flag was on, they thought he was striking his colors. So they said, "Do you surrender?" And, of course, John Paul Jones famously replied, "Surrender? Surrender? I've not yet begun to fight."
That has to be our motto. Guys, I know it's tough. We have just over 3 weeks to go until the Electoral College is meant to meet, but it's not over until it's over. And if we don't fix it now, Newt is right and others are right, then there will never, ever be a Republican president in the White House. Of course, it's what they want, but we can't let it happen. God bless you, Don. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, please, if you're in pain right now and you've tried everything else, you must try this incredible product that attacks the source of your pain, the inflammation. I've taken it for a year and a half, and it has rid me of my lower back pain that has plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Alicia in California sent us this message. "I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Don't you deserve to be the next Alicia? Find out by going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
More people should do this. I love the first two words on our next guest's Twitter bio. It just says, "Christ alone." He is the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. You've seen him from the podium at the White House. Follow him right now, J. Hogan Gidley on Twitter. Hogan, welcome back to America First.
Oh, I really appreciate the time, Seb. Thanks so much for having me.
You reminded me in the break of something I said to one of the Breitbart cameramen at the weekend, and thank you for reminding me. How weird is it that in the nation's capital, hundreds of thousands of us converged, and nobody burnt down any buildings or looted any businesses, Hogan? What's going on?
You know, I put up a tweet that got a lot of flack, actually, and I just basically said something similar, which was, y'all, no one in this town is boarding up their businesses because of Trump supporters.
Right.
They're just not.
Hang on, somebody gave you flack?
The funny thing about... Go ahead. Do what?
Somebody gave you flack?
Oh, of course. Of course. How can you prove that? How can you say these things? It's just so ridiculous. The funny thing about peaceful protests, they end peacefully. And by the way, while we're talking about people who've been aggrieved or people who feel like the justice has not been done, there's a group that descends on Washington, D.C. every single year in the hundreds of thousands, the March for Life.
Yes.
They don't board up a single building, do they?
Never do it.
Your comments were so perfect because you were like, where's the looting? Where's the fires? Because our people love this country and they respect other people's rights. And we're not going to attack innocent Americans in the streets. And we're not going to smash in their storefronts and steal their merchandise. We want you to practice, the business you want to practice. We want you to practice the protesting you want to protest, however you want to do it. As long as it's peaceful, we're fine with it. But we're not going to go into any towns in this country and tear things up. That's not who we are.
Talk to us about the president's mood. We saw him drive past the gathered hundreds of thousands of supporters on Saturday morning. He looked really happy, waving from the inside of his SUV. How's the president doing, Hogan?
Really well. In fact, he's up for the fight. I mean, he's been fighting for us this whole time. We're going to keep fighting for him. He looked happy. You said it. I mean, the smile says it all. But also, I noticed you threw in a number there I think was incorrect. The media said it was just hundreds of people. So, wasn't it just hundreds?
WTOP, one of the radio stations in D.C., today, Hogan, said the hundreds of Trump supporters. When I got up to the podium at the Supreme Court, I looked to the horizon, left and right and south, and I couldn't see the end of the crowd, Hogan. That's a lot of hundreds.
It really is. So many people are so excited about this president. They appreciated the peace and prosperity. They wanted this country to keep going in a direction where we made other countries pay their fair share, and how we weren't the world's piggy bank anymore, and how people actually looked out for them for a change from the White House. This president did that, and you can see it on their faces. They're happy warriors. They're here excited.
Yes.
I will say this. I've never seen so much Make America Great Again spandex in my entire life, and it was everywhere.
Captain America was there. There was a MAGA Captain America. There was a Wonder Woman as well. Let me ask you about somebody who's not exactly a Captain America, although he is ashamed of his Hispanic heritage. I don't know why. Have you heard of this person? His real name is Abilio Acosta. Have you heard of him?
I have not.
He goes by the name Jim Acosta. Have you heard of him?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So Jim was on CNN talking to another non-journalist who he had the following to say. And as somebody who's dealt with Abilio, I have to get your response. Video cut 9.
But what was sad about what we saw in the Rose Garden today, the president didn't take questions. He almost seemed to be out there to soothe his damaged ego. But he was talking about the situation in New York. He was talking about the pandemic as if his policies are going to have some sort of effect on all of this after January 20th, when, of course, that's just not the case. And he's been tweeting this evening, talking about how he's won this state and that state. We have to pay attention to those tweets now, Anderson, because he's the president. But after January 20th, he just goes back to being another crackpot on the Internet.
Isn't it people who have damaged egos who call presidents another internet crackpot? Wouldn't that be more accurate, Hogan? How do you respond?
I often wonder how many times it took James Earl Jones to say the most trusted name in news without dying into uncontrollable laughter before he finally was able to nail that promo for CNN. Because everyone knows it's not a news network. It's an opinion show. And someone like Jim Acosta, who's supposed to be telling people about news and information. He's always biased. He's always against, you know, the president, anything he's been able to do. And it's that type of rhetoric and that type of language that is the problem.
But it's not, and, it's not even the insult isn't accurate. He said he'll go back to being an internet crackpot. When was Donald Trump an internet crackpot? Whilst he was being the most successful real estate builder in New York? Was it then?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Facts don't matter. It's all about putting out the jab. And here's the thing. If you're Jim Acosta and you act the way you act and you get promoted inside the company to become the chief White House correspondent, then every single other person at that network says, that's the path to move forward. That's the path for upward mobility inside CNN. You're giving me the blueprint, Jeff Zucker, so I guess I've got to be a jerk also.
That is such an incredibly profound point. When somebody who is a prima donna, a hack, an individual who acts as an agent provocateur, not as a journalist, is rewarded, what are you telling all of the people inside that organization? Lying pays. Superb. That's why he is National Press Secretary for Donald J. Trump for president. Follow him right now, J. Hogan Gidley. God bless, Hogan. Thank you for reassuring us. We know it deep down, but we wanted to hear it from you. The president is not giving up. As we say on this show every single day, hold the line. Never give up, never give in. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Come to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Are you suffering with pain right now? If that is the case, please stop and listen. There is a product that, if nothing else has helped, you must try. It has rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, and is providing pain relief right now to tens of thousands of your fellow Americans, and it's called Relief Factor. Listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to live that story and be the next Debron? I think you do. I think you've waited long enough. I think you should go right now to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. Don't wait any longer. Find out if this incredible product could work for you as well as it works for Debron, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for us. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
They think he's giving up. Just read his Twitter. He told us at the weekend, the day after the march. The march was important for us. It's important for America. But it's also important to send a message to the president that we have his back. And he tweeted out, I concede nothing. That's the president of the United States. Let's go to your calls. John in Georgia, line two.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I really enjoyed your speech. I listened to it on the YouTube, and it was, I agree with every word.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm in the corrupt state of Georgia, 27 years old, that Generation Z. I'm trying to break away from those psychopaths. But I had a question. I heard from, I believe it was Sidney Powell. I wanted your thoughts. I heard that it's possible our great governor, Mr. Kemp, down here, and our Secretary of State may possibly have received some kickbacks for this Dominion deal. I was wondering if there's any truth to that.
So it's hard to judge. I thank you for your kind comments, John. I have exactly that video cut from Sidney Powell on Maria Bartiromo. We will be playing it at the top of the next hour. And the other thing she said about Dominion, not just the kickbacks, but Dominion being used to shift millions of votes. Here's my issue. Don't make statements like that until we have the proof of the persons and the times. We have to have the exact evidence to say this system can be used to change ballots, okay, or that we have potential information of kickbacks isn't helpful when we have the deadlines that we do in just a few weeks' time. So we haven't had provided from Sydney or anybody else the concrete information, but maybe she has it. Let's go to Leonardo, New Jersey, line three. Welcome, Leo.
Dr. Gorka, thanks for all your work this weekend. That was so excellent.
And, thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to say no electoral vote certification without legitimate legal voter representation, right? It's a time-honored old slogan, no taxation without representation from back in the Tea Party. I'd like to say, too, what are your thoughts? I have my own. I've done some research on a rear admiral, then he became vice admiral, Peter Vance Neffinger. Apparently he's being tapped for the transition team by Joe Biden, you know, the
What's his last name?
Neffinger. It turns out Barack tapped him in 2015 for the TSA, and he immediately got caught up in a corruption where they weren't doing their job. And then, on top of that, they're giving themselves bonuses for not doing their job.
Typical. We'll try and touch upon it in the next hour. Thank you, Leo. This is America First. Boris the Baron will be with us. This is the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, stay on this channel.